This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 19, the Master. Our reading comes from John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Jesus takes the posture of a servant. But when Peter tries to tell Jesus what to do, Jesus speaks as a master. We saw yesterday that Jesus is a mystery, and part of that mystery is how Jesus handles his power. Jesus teaches again and again that in the kingdom of God, the strong serve the weak, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. It's not easy to understand this. It can seem upside down to us, because it is the opposite of the way the world has worked since ancient times. That's why Peter is confused and why many Christians are still confused about power today. Christians still struggle with how to act when they have power. Sometimes they act as if power signifies God's special favor and they can do whatever they like with it. Other Christians do the opposite, as if using their power is something to be avoided. Jesus gave a better example. He did not relinquish his earthly power. He used it to help people who had less power. True, the disciples could have washed their own feet, but Jesus used foot washing to illustrate how he came to serve and teach them. And once the disciples knew Jesus, they were to serve others and teach about him, using the power he gave. We can do the same, using the power he gives us to serve and teach people who don't yet know him. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, empower me so that I can empower others. Help me to never abuse or neglect the power you have provided. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.